USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump defending one of his key cabinet members.
For 2.5 years, he's been just an excellent Secretary of Labor. He's done a fantastic job.
Speaking of Labor Chief Alex Acosta, amid growing calls for him to resign over a controversy involving billionaire financier Jeffrey Epstein. As a U.S. attorney in Florida years ago, Acosta helped broker a controversial and lenient plea deal for Epstein in a case involving sexual abuse against dozens of young girls.
You're talking about a long time ago. It was a decision made, I think, not by him, but by a lot of people.
Oil companies evacuating workers from deepwater platforms in the Gulf of Mexico ahead of a possible tropical storm. In New York City today, there will be a confetti-filled parade for the national women's soccer team that are now the World Cup champs again. And this is USA Radio News.
This message is brought to you by Woot.com, an Amazon company. Holy crap! Woot.com is turning 15? That's right. The site that brings you ridiculously good deals on stuff you need and stuff you didn't know you needed is celebrating their 15th birthday with a week of amazing deals and shenanigans. Woot.com, that's Woot.com, offers deep discounts on electronics, computers, home, tools, sporting goods, and even unique made-to-order t-shirts. Ken Stewart, CEO.
In honor of our 15th birthday, Woot is offering deals the entire week. But the big celebration is on Friday, July 12th, with an epic 15-hour Woot off with deals every 30 minutes, plus 15,000 of our famous bags of crap that offer a random collection of stuff for just $10.
And Wooters with Amazon Prime get free shipping by connecting their Amazon account to their Woot account. Visit Woot.com, that's Woot.com, or download the Woot app for your best chance to score the best deals ever.
The State Department says diplomacy is continuing to be used to convince the North Korean leaders to abandon desires to become a nuclear power. Here's John Clemens with more.
That was the assessment from Morgan Ortegas of the U.S. State Department.
We obviously clearly want to see the complete elimination of WMDs in North Korea. As the president has said many times, he hopes Kim Jong-un and the North Korean people see the brighter future and the brighter vision that he has for those people.
That diplomacy continues with Washington meeting with officials from Pyongyang to convince Kim Jong-un of what North Korea would gain by abandoning its nuclear ambitions.
Doctors in Ohio celebrating what they're calling a medical miracle. The Cleveland Clinic says a healthy baby was delivered last month after a womb transplant from a deceased donor, the first successful case of its kind in North America, where most uterine transplants have come from living donors. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alaruth, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Alaruth Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
An investigation continues into the death of an Indiana toddler who fell out of an 11th-story window on a cruise ship. Attorney Michael Winkelman represents the girl's family.
This was one of Royal Caribbean's older ships. This was a 2006 ship. It's my understanding at this point that all of the newer ships, they do not have the same configuration and they do not have the ability to allow passengers to open whatever window they want in these public areas. So based on, it hasn't even been 48 hours since the incident.
Billionaire Ross Perot has died at the age of 89. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more on the story.
Now, Perot was known for his straight-talking approach during his White House run in 1992, as illustrated in this clip from a debate.
To those of you in the audience who are business people, pretty simple. If you're paying $12, $13, $14 an hour for factory workers, and you can move your factory south of the border, pay a dollar an hour for labor, hire a young 25, that's assuming you've been in business for a long time, you've got a mature workforce. Pay a dollar an hour for your labor, have no health care, that's the most expensive single element making a car, have no environmental controls, no pollution controls, and no retirement, and you don't care about anything but making money, there will be a giant sucking sound going south.
Perot also had this memorable line from CBS's Face the Nation.
And again, every time you get in to see, I'm the only guy that talks numbers.
Mm-hmm.
I love this. Nobody else will even talk about it. It's like I've said, it's like a crazy aunt in the basement. Everybody knows she's there, but nobody talks about her.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.